We are live at New York's Hard Rock on West 57th Street. Got a great crew here. And I got my buddy Pete Fornatel is in here with me now.
How you holding up, Scott?
Helping out. Holding up great. It's our final day of the week, and we've had so many great people here, and it's certainly not over, as you're going to tell us now.
Absolutely not. I want to implore everyone out there listening to tune in tonight at 7 o'clock for a very special program called The 20 Years of WNEW-FM, and it is exactly that. Tom Couch and I put together a retrospective of some of the highlights of these past 20 years. I think people should make dates tonight to listen to this show. It's an inexpensive date. All you need is a radio, right? And then the idea would be to see during the course of the program if you score during the 60s, 70s, or 80s. That'll be the game we'll play.
It is.
Oh, now you're talking dirty.
You mean you guys really did this. I know how long you've been working at it. Put 20 years in 4 years.
Yeah, in four hours. It's going to be something, Scott. 7 to 11 tonight at 1027. By the way, I brought along a friend of mine and ours and the radio stations for some 20 years. Very significant because this is the man whose record was the first one ever played on the station back on October 30th, 1967. It was an album called Mixed Bag, and the gentleman's name is Richie Havens.
All right, Richie, welcome. Scott. Welcome, buddy.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, Pete, I mean, you have to do a little work while you're here, so let's start interviewing Richie and bring him up to date, because he's covered our 20 years with us.
Something I'm not accustomed to doing. Richie, it just seemed like the most natural thing in the world a couple of years ago when we were starting a new program to honor the kind of music that you've been involved with all your life, to call it Mixed Bag. And I have to tell you that, in digging up all of this historical stuff for the program tonight, it was really quite an emotional moment to recall that the first record ever played here happened to be yours.
Well, I was honored because, of course, I wasn't commercial in those days.
I don't know. Well, you know, Pete, Richie had been a friend of ours and did the first show through ORFM. The first show that we did live down in the Village, and Bill Graham and I were just talking about it when it was the old Village Theater.
That's right.
And, that predated, of course, the Fillmore. And
wasn't that Richie, The Doors, The Blues Project,
Janisian?
Oh, yeah. Right.
I've got a picture.
Incredible show.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It's
still going on. You know,
I have to make a copy. Someone sent me a picture of the marquee.
Oh boy!
For
I'd
that
like to
night,
have
and I didn't have it, and I forgot all about it, and there it was.
I'd like to see.
You
that.
Remember it was 97 or 98 in the theater at 11 o'clock at night. It was
right.
Hot.
They had no
air conditioning. No.
No.
Nobody had paid the bill at that theater in a long time. Nor there was about 3 feet of dust on every seat. Nobody cared, you know.
Scott, one of the things that I'm proudest of are those people that have been with us musically throughout the 20 years of WNEW-FM, in the 60s, in the 70s, and now again in the 80s. And that certainly applies to Richie, whose career is going through yet another renaissance with the release of a brand new album called Simple Things. Yes, Richie?
That's right. As far as I'm concerned, it's the beginning, because everybody out there is brand new. They haven't heard most of it yet, and they're getting into it now, lock, stock, and barrel, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. Just had a single come out yesterday, actually.
I Don't Want to Know?
That's
is that
right.
the first
That's
one?
Right.
I know that song from the tribute to Steve Goodman that you did a couple
That's
of
right.
years ago.
Right.
You think we can listen to that one?
It's already on.
All right.
Thank you.
1027. We've got a feature on the Saturday morning show that we call 60s 80s, and it's meant to honor those people who started out with us in the 60s and who are still doing it today in the 80s. And Richie Havens certainly qualifies. That is his latest single from the album Simple Things, I Don't Want to Know. Richie, you've been involved in an awful lot of openings. You opened this radio station 20 years ago. You opened something called the Woodstock Music and Art Fair some 18 years ago.
Oh, yes.
And if we can schedule it, I'm going to let a little cat out of the bag here and say that Richie's going to open our Hungerthon 87 live from the United Nations when we do that for another 24 hours in just a couple of weeks.
I certainly will be there, that's for sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. What about performing, Richie? When can we see you in this area?
I'm actually going to do a tour through Canada and the United States starting in the middle of November through December. And then after that, start on a new album.
Oh, busy, busy.
Oh, I stay that way.
There's also
the other way to be.
A couple of CDs of Beatle things.
Oh, yeah.
And your familiar stuff.
There's some things that I've taken off of albums in the past, songs that I liked, put on one CD. And then there's a sort of Beatles Dylan CD that I've done. Basically, all the songs that I've recorded and songs that I've never recorded, which to me are important songs. They should live for another 50 years.
When we were putting together the four-hour special that will run tonight, called the 20 Years of WNEW-FM, it begins at 7 o'clock, we were looking for an appropriate opening piece of music, and naturally we settled upon a Richie Havens song from the Mixed Bag album.
Oh.
So that'll be happening tonight a little bit after 7 o'clock.
Too much.
and the rest of today just looks to be marvelous here at the Hard Rock Cafe.
It's a lot of fun.
And Richie, I hope you'll stick around for our party, because certainly, you know, just as we have the brand new people who are just emerging.
That's right.
And the people who have contributed so much through the years, and you're certainly one of those. Our friends are new. And our friends are old, and that's the way we want it to always be.
Indeed,
right through
indeed.
Into the 21st century, we zoom. We're not going to leave anything in between except great music, and you've been a contributor to that. Pete, I want you and Richie to stand by, and I think that what we should do, we should let Richie do a little driving on the way out, because that's
it.
In the new album. I mean, everybody knows the goodies from the past. Here's another new song from Richie Havens. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for everything.
Happy birthday.
Richie Havens on 102.7 WNEW-FM, live at the Hard Rock. New Yorkers everywhere know Allison Steele. Allison, our nightbird, the original member of WNEW-FM, because in its beginning, or before its beginning, Allison, it was...
Well, it wasn't... That's... You can't say before the beginning.
No, it was an all-female station.
It was the beginning,
station.
Yes.
Before Christ, wasn't it?
Yeah, right.